可以接受。
I'll be preaching in English. And Hui Min will be translating in Mandarin. Actually, it's because my English is not that good, so I'll translate. Pastor said his Mandarin is not good, but in reality, is my English is not that good.
不是啦。
Anyway,
前一阵子，大概几个月之前，several months ago, I was listening to some Christian music at home.
前几个月我在家里听这个基督这个电台的音乐。
Suddenly, I don't know why it's the first time happened to me. A tremendous sense of remembering or missing the fellowship of this church.
我在听这个音乐时，不晓得为什么，这也是头一遭。突然，我觉得心里有一种哀伤哈，就是我的哀伤，就因为我非常想念这个教会，非常非常怀念我们当时在一起的这种团聚。
I don't know if you have it, you know, thinking, oh, which brother and sister, how are they doing, and then how's the church doing, and I kind of miss you all.
然后我就非常想念大家，我不知道你们有没有经验啊？有时候忽然就想起一个人，就说：“哎呀，我真的很想念这个人。我们当初在一起的美好时光是多么的好。”
Because we have known each other for so many years, so many of you, some a little less, but that relationship caused me at least to have this kind of a longing and this kind of missing one another.
我想大概是因为我们彼此都已经认识得很久了哈，有些人来有你们中间有些人我们都是老朋友了，所以就是不由主的我就有这种很想念很思念之情，就是不由主的就涌上心头。
So I'm so glad this morning I can see all of you.
所以我今天早就特别的高兴能够看亲眼看到各位。
All the older folks still open up their head and look at me
OK, 所以我们有些中间有些老一点的弟兄姐妹们啊，你们都还能够看着我哈，都还。
And the young people still the same, look down and look at their Bible and their knees.
那我们的年轻人还是同样的哈，他们头是低着的，就是看着他们手上的圣经。
Probably they're afraid of my look, maybe, I don't know.
大概是有点怕我看他们吧。
But I'm glad you are growing in the Lord.
但是我很高兴大家在主里面都有长进。
And you are here.
哎，你们都在这里。
And you are supporting our church.
然后你们支持我们教会。
And you know this, this is not just your church, it's my church too.
然后你们知道，这不只是你们的教会，这也是我的教会。
I've never changed my membership to another better church.
我从来没有改，把我的会员移到另外一个教会。
I like to identify myself with a Chinese church.
然后我还是这个我们这个教会的会员。
And this morning, as I said, I'm so glad you are faithful in the Lord.
然后我刚刚也提了，我非常高兴大家在主里还是这么的这个忠心。
You are like the Old Testament heroes, Joshua and Caleb.
然后各位你知道吗？你们就像这个旧约里面的这个英雄人物。就是约书亚跟加勒。
These two persons were different among millions of other so-called believers.
我这两个人就是在所有的很多的信徒中，真的是真是鹤立鸡群。
You remember in the wilderness, millions of the Israelites they did not wholeheartedly follow the Lord.
你们也记得当他们这些人出埃及记在这个旷野的时候很多人并不是专一的来跟从主的。
Therefore, they could not enter into the promised land in this life.
也因此他们在有生之年没有办法进到这个迦南应许之地。
Including Moses.
包括摩西在内。
But of course, Moses blamed on the people, is it? Because you people get me angry, so I could not even go into the promised land.
那当然，摩西他就埋怨他的这些百姓们，就是因为了你们，所以让我就是发了一次脾气，结果神就不让我进到这个迦南地。
But as we look at our life, we realize to be Christian, to be believers is not easy.
那我们回顾我们的一生，我们就知道，身为一个信徒，一个基督徒，不是件容易的事。
You need to be like a soldier.
你们要像一个士兵一样。
You need to fight.
你们要征战。
Of course, you fight against Satan, the devil.
啊，当然，你们征战的对象是撒旦，魔鬼。
And then you fight against the selfish, fleshly system of the world.
当然，你要对这我们当今的这些属世的、属肉体的这种制度，也是我们征战的对象。
And then many times you have to fight against your own sin nature, the old nature that we have inherited from Adam.
当然，很多时候我们要对我们自己的老我、我们的老亚当、我们的罪性，我们要战斗。
That's why the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy, his disciples, and others to be Christian soldiers.
所以这是为什么保罗要鼓励他的属灵的儿子以及所有的基督徒要做基督的精兵。
Would you read with me, Second Timothy? Is that both sides? Well, beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
我们一起念一下。
Two verses, 3 and 4, whether in Chinese or English, doesn't matter. Would you read with me together, please?
提摩太后书2:3-4，我们一起念一下，好不好？英文、中文一起来，来。
你要和我同受苦难，
好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将世俗缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Now it's clear enough. Apostle Paul not only wants Timothy, but wants all of us to be spiritual soldiers.
所以不只是提摩太而已，保罗也要我们所有的基督徒都做一个属灵的精兵。
Today, are you Christian soldiers? May I ask?
我容我问一句，您是不是基督的精兵呢？
Would you be like Caleb?
你是像迦勒吗？
Caleb was a great Christian believer and soldier.
那我们知道迦勒他是一个很伟大的信徒，也是基督的精兵。
He followed Joshua, of course.
当然，他是随着这个约书亚去。
But most of all, he followed God.
但最重要的是，他追随的是神。
And as you read from the book of Joshua, today's passage for chapter 14, you will find that.He all his life was a Christian, was a soldier.
然后，如果你们今天读今天的主题经文的话，民数记。
Joshua.
Joshua. Okay, 约书亚记14章。
Yeah, and then you will find that he was very successful.
那你就知道他专一跟随主，结果就是他非常成功的一生。
He came to tell Moses. He says.I begin to follow the Lord like you were, go across the Red Sea, escape from Egypt when I was 40 years old.
然后他就对摩西说，当我40岁的那年的时候，跟大家一样，就出了埃及，过了红海。
He told to Joshua.
Oh, sorry, not Moses. Okay. Yeah. 他跟约书亚讲。
And then he says, I have followed him all my life.
然后他说我跟随他一辈子就跟随他。
And I'm now 85 years old.
我现在已经是85岁了。
And God has kept me alive.
神还让我活着。
And that I am one of the, you remember, he was one of the 12 spies that was sent into the promised land.
那各位还记得吗？他是这个被摩西送到这个12个探子。中间的一位。
You remember that 12 spies went to the promised land and discovered the promised land was indeed beautiful and productive.
那各位记得这个应许，神应许的迦南地的确是一个很美好的一个地方。
And then they came back and report to the whole congregation.
然后这十个探子回来以后就跟会众报告。
But 10 of the spies, the majority said no. Sorry, we could not go in.
那其中的十个人就说不行，我们没有办法到那个地方去。
Because they had giants there.
因为那里的人都是巨人。
And those giants were at least 9 feet or more.
哦，这些巨人大概都有九尺之高啊。
And the one of them, the bed itself, is about 14 feet long.
其中一个他们中间的领袖吧，领导他们那个床大概有十四尺。
And their city wall was high and wide and big on the hilltop.
然后他们盖在高山上的这个城墙也是非常的大，非常的厚，非常的强壮。
And the majority said that we look at them as giant, and they look at us as grasshoppers.
然后这些人十个人回来就是，你看他们这么的高大，他们看我们就像那个蝗虫一样。
No, we could never go in.
啊，我们实在没办法进去的。
But Caleb stood up and tore his clothes.
然后加勒这个就站出来了，把衣服撕掉。Said,
no, God can lead us. God has helped us all this time, and we have gone through all these difficulties, and yet God provides, and God is with us. We will get the land. Let's go in now.
他就说力排众议，他就说不，我们看我神这一。这对我们这么的帮助，一向的保护我们，帮助我们，我们这一次也一定能够进入这个应许地迦南美地，我们要去。
And、did the people listen to Caleb?
那这些人有没有听迦勒的意见呢？有没有听他呢
？No，
没有。
Yeah. They did not listen to him.
他们没有听他。
And Caleb said, "Don't rebel against God."
然后加勒就再跟他们讲说，我们不要对神有反叛，我们不要反叛神。
And what did the people do?
那些人呢？他们反应是什么呢
？Look at it, the last verse.
看一下最后的几句，这些人反应是什么
？2 million of people almost pick up stone and ready to stone them to death.
有将近大概200万人之多的这些人，他们是反应就是拿起石头来想要打死他们两位。
So Caleb's opinion was not accepted.
所以我们知道会众对迦勒的话并不是很信从的。
Now of course that's because they don't trust in the Lord.
那当然是因为他们是不相信神了。
But I think maybe there are other background that caused the people don't even respect Caleb.
那我想还有大概还有一个另外的原因，就是因为加勒他自己本身他的背景，让这些以色列人对他不信任。
You know what does Caleb mean?
你们知不知道加勒的名字的意思是什么
？You say, "Oh, I go to check, you know, those tags, and so Caleb means brave."
那我们知道，有人也许说，呀，我们查过了，这个加勒名就是勇敢的意思啊。
In the Hebrews, no.
但是你知道希伯来文的意思不是这个意思。
That's his life was brave and courageous.
我们知道他的一生是非常勇敢的。
But his name means dog.
但他的名字的意思是狗的意思。
And dog barking.
那我们知道狗就会叫的，是个会叫的狗。
Who like dog?
那谁喜欢那种一直叫个不停的狗
？And in the Bible, many times when you see dog, it doesn't mean good.
那我们做在旧经，在圣经里面，尤其是希伯来人对狗的这个评价并不是很好。
Do you like to have your name dog?
Yeah, nice. 你喜欢你名字里面叫的狗吗？
Well,
小狗吗
？Maybe little puppy, you know, those Pekingese that look good, that's great. But man, the dog is ferocious, is barking. No, no. Oh, I'll stay away.
这个还不是那种很可爱的小狗，这是那个大狗会吼来吼去、叫来叫去的狗。
When I was young, I was given a nickname in high school.
当我在高中的时候，有人给我取个绰号。
And my nickname was Kid Chung. That's my nickname.
我的绰号就是小钟子。
广东话是西，哎呀，西老钟，Kid。Kid Chung, 就是 你这个小孩子永远不长大。You never grow up, that's what they mean.
他们就看不起我，认为又个子小，你这个小子永远长不大的。
Not because I was not that tall, maybe I was younger, I don't know. So my classmate called me kid. You know, this guy don't know nothing.
他们就认为我就是一个小孩子一样，什么都不懂。
Too naive.
太单纯了。
Don't know life.
对这个人生没有很大的认识。
At first I thought it was good, but later on I found out it didn't mean good at all.
我刚开始人家以为人家给我一个昵称啊，小松子听起来很亲热，后来才发现原来不是那回事。
Now, that's what happened in our high school days. We give each other bad, you know, name and so forth.
我们知道我们在中学的时候常常会给人家取绰号啊，取外号。
That means for sure.My classmate did not really look up to me or think highly of me.
那我们就可想而知了，有这绰号，可想我的同学们对我是并不是有很大的期望。
Now, even though I was one of the class officer, I was.
其实我还是当时这个班级里面的一个领导哎。
But the whole class, you know, many classmates, about almost 200 of them.They don't listen to me too much.
但是我们那一班级里面大概有差不多200多人哈，所以很多人就是对我的意见并不是很高哈，评价不是很高。
Okay, now then, there is another reason I believe people don't listen to Caleb.
那我觉得另外还有一个原因，为什么这个犹太人不太听加勒的话
？Because the origin of his family.
因为我们知道他们家族的背景。
Now, if you study the Bible carefully.Most of the time, when the Bible in Old Testament mentioned Caleb, they will mention his origin. Very strange. Other people don't mention his origin. But him, the origin, his name was Kenizzai in the Bible.
所以很特别，如果您注意看的话，每次提到加勒的时候，一定会提他家族背景，就是基尼喜族，一定会提他的，把他族跟他名字一起提的。
No, so what's wrong with this Kenizzai?
那你说这个基尼族有什么不对劲呢
？Well, I'll show you.
让我来告诉您。
Now, when God promised Abraham, He says, "You'll go into the land of Canaan, and you will possess the land of these people."
那我们当初这个神告诉这个亚伯拉罕说，你到迦南地，你要争取这地。那这个地里面其中有些族。
And one of them is the Kenizzites.
其中一个就是所谓的基尼喜族人。
In other words, it means that Caleb's ancestors, some of them, intermarried and married some Canaanites.
我们就可想而知哈，就这个加勒他祖先跟这个迦南地的当地的人有通婚，所以等于是一种不是很纯的犹太人。
Now in those days, the Hebrews, just like Jesus' day, they don't like mixed people.
所以我们知道当时的人跟耶稣的那个时代人是一样，他们不喜欢所谓的混血的混血儿。
They look down upon them.
看不起。
And then another problem too.
还有另外一个问题。
His name also is connected with Esau's descendant.
然后他甚至还是以扫的后代。
And also Kenaz, the same word related to Kenazai, and this is.They're also the descendant of Esau.
那我们这以扫的后代，你们看它其中有一个族分出来叫做基纳斯族，基纳斯族也就是基尼喜人。
And so therefore, Caleb also may related not only to the Canaanite, but related to Esau, who is the enemy of the Israelites people for a long time, even today.
所以我们知道这个加勒不但他是这个是基尼喜人，而且他甚至还是迦南地的血统，甚至还是以扫的后代。我们知道以扫的后代跟犹太人到今还是世仇。
So no wonder the people just didn't pay attention to him.
所以可想而知，这些人不听他的话也是有这个有原因的。
From the beginning, he was not respected.
从一开始，这些人就对他不是那么看得起。
But was he intimidated?
但是加勒会不会因此而惧怕呢？
No.
No, 不。
He continued to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
然后他还是专心一致的跟随耶和华，跟随主。
In all his life.
他的一生都是专一跟随。
Now what does wholeheartedly mean?
那我们要看一下这个专心专一是什么意思。
In different translation in your Bible, probably it's a different way.
然后在圣经不同地方大概有不同的说法。
But the original Hebrew word just means full, F-U-L-L, fully.
然后在希伯来文的意思就是完全的，完全的。
And God need to be followed fully, wholeheartedly.
所以我们跟随主的话就是要完全的跟随主。
So Caleb, in all his life, he followed the Lord without reservation.
So we say, 加勒一生他跟随主是从来没有保留的，任何保留。
He followed the Lord with his whole heart and his soul and mind and strength.
然后他以尽心尽意尽力他的全部的一切来跟随主。
And all his life, he followed God.
一生都是这样的跟随主。
In other words, he don't follow God for a little while when he's young, and when he grow older, when he get married, he just sort of stay away from God.
所以我们就知道他一生从头到尾，不是说因为结了婚了，或者是有了孩子，或者是忙了，就说我先休息一阵子，不跟随主。
And today there are many young people when they go to college, they depart from God.
那我们到现今有很多年轻的朋友，当他们去上大学以后，有的人就离开了神。
Because of all the so-called brain and the smart professor keep telling what's wrong with the Bible, what's wrong with Christians.
有很多原因是因为受了大学里面的所谓脑袋很大的这个教授，他们常常来灌输他们这个思想。
So they
didn't, 认为神不存在。
So the young people did not try to follow answers, find answers.
所以年轻人就是信从了这些所谓的自由派教授的言论。
So they follow the crowd, follow the professor's opinions, and they don't go to church no more.
Yeah, 他们自己不去钻研这个真理，他们就跟着这些所谓教授人物就去不再跟随主了。
But I suggest.Even though you go to college, find a very good church, or coming back here, keep your faith in the Lord.
我劝导大家，即使你去上了大学以后，请你务必找一个很好的教会，或者有机会回来我们这个本堂的时候，也尽量。
I worry for my children also.
Yeah, 我对我的儿子也是非常的担心的。
Just like especially Caleb.You know, the younger one, my son, he's in Davis now. Okay, what church he goes to, will he, you know, depart from God too?
Yeah, 当初这个Caleb 去上大学的时候，在 UC Davis 上大学的时候，我也非常担心他就是离开了神。
But I'm so thankful he have gone to a good church, and he continued to go to good church in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. So therefore, now his faith is stronger.When he was young,
我感谢主哈，就是因为他当初就去了一个很好的教会，那他现在是在 Berkeley 那边也是找了一个非常好的教会，所以他信心更加的强壮。
So Caleb, this one in the book of Joshua, follow God without reservation and without any change.
所以我们知道以加勒一生就是毫无保留的，也是毫无改变的，一生的遵随主。
And you also understand that he followed God without any fear.
然后我们也知道他跟随主是没有任何的惧怕的心态。
And you notice that he went to the Joshua and said, "Give me the mountain, give me the strong place. I'm going to fight and get it."
然后他跟这个加西亚请求的请命的时候，他说：“给我那个到那个这个山上去，那个最难打的、最强壮的那个当地人，让我去攻打这些。”
He was not afraid of giants.
他一点都不怕巨人。
He dared to be different.
然后他就是敢于与众不同。
Look at Numbers 14:24.
我们看一下民数记十四章第十四节。
You see, the Bible says that he has a different spirit in follow God wholeheartedly.
那我们知道圣经讲说加勒他有一个神的灵，有个另有一个心智，专一跟随主。
It's very interesting. The Bible has mentioned Caleb's following God wholeheartedly at least 6 times.Not only in this passage, but other passages.
那圣经一提到加勒，给他一个注评，就是说专一跟从，专一跟从，有六个地方之多。
That means to you and me today, we must follow the Lord wholeheartedly and fully.
也就是我们也是需要跟随主，就像加勒一样的专一，完全的跟随主。
And not be influenced by the world's opinions or the popular.So-called cultures.
然后不要对我们被我们这所谓当今的一些潮流的这个想法看法所影响。
You want to be a long, successful Christian, then follow him without reservation.
如果你要过一生就做一个很成功的基督徒，那就是完全的跟从。
Without fear,
没有任何的惧怕。
And dare to be different.
然后也敢于。这个跟潮流不同。
Now then, look at how he followed the Lord also with faithfulness.
那我们再看一下他怎样是以这个很忠心的来跟随主。
Now in Matthew 25:21, did not mention Caleb, but it did mention all those who serve God faithfully will be rewarded.
那我们看到在马太福音也提到这个所有这忠心侍奉主的他们会神会奖赏。
God one day will evaluate your life and mine. Even though we are believers, we'll be judged.
我们即使是信徒神有一天我们也会在神的面前要受这个神的这个审判。
Not only you will receive eternal salvation.
你不但是要得到永生
but you will receive reward.
你还要得到神的奖赏
and your rewards is depending on your faithfulness.
然后你的奖赏就是取决于你对神的忠心
Right here, you see two persons with different talents. God gave one five talents, one two, but yet they both received the same amount of reward.
所以我们看到神在这里给他这个仆人，他每个人都有给他一些本金。然后呢，他们最后得到的奖赏是不一样的。
And God come and well done, good and what? Faithful servant.
怎么看到这个主人说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
May I urge you today, determined to follow him faithfully.
我容我跟大家劝勉一下，你要不要很忠心的跟随主呢？
That means that no change.
那意思就是说，你不要有移转，有改变。
All your life, give him your best.
一生都把最好的奉献给他。
God is looking at how you conduct your life now.
神就会看你现在就是如何的那个过你这一生。
And then let's look at what following the Lord means.
然后我们再看一下跟随主是什么意思呢
？Now Caleb followed the Lord.
我们知道加勒他是跟随主的。
That means that he trusts God's words.
那个意思就是他是相信神。
You know that Joshua told the people, he says, what God has given us is good and nice land.
然后因为这个神就是答应了这个约书亚给他们的。
It is a land filled with milk and honey, just as he promised.
Yeah, 加勒就说：“你看，这个地方的确就是牛奶与蜜之地，就像神应许的一样。
Don't rebel against God.
要不要反叛神
？And don't fear of the giants.
也不要惧怕那些巨人。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
So you follow the Lord wholeheartedly because you trust in His promise.
因为我们相信神的话的话，我们就能够全心全意的跟随他。
You trust in God's strength and His presence.
然后你的信任就摆在神的能力以及他的同在。
And you believe that God will help you win the battles in your life.
然后我们相信神会帮助我们打胜我们人生的一些仗。
Just as God helped Caleb to win his battle.
就像神帮助加勒打胜他的仗。
Now then you see what is the result of following the Lord.
那我们看一下专一跟随主的结果是什么呢？
Wow, what a blessings.
啊，太好的祝福了。
Yeah, because he followed the Lord, you will see that he would receive this kind of blessing. Just you today will receive, would receive.
那我们看到当他跟随主的时候，他得到这些这么好的祝福。
Now,
我们今天也是一样。
Because Caleb trusts God.
是因为加勒他信。
How do you know that he trusts God?
我们知道他怎么去信呢？
Because、
信神呢
？He wait upon God. He trusts in God's presence.
因为他相信神的同在，而且他等待神的时候。
And then God will give him the strength and revive him and renew him.
然后神呢就让他重新得力，让他能够像返老还童一样。
Just as the Bible has promised to all those who wait on Him.
就像这个圣经答应所有能够等候神的人。
And we will not be fearful.
然后我们就不会惧怕。
Shall we read these two passages together?
我们一起念好不好？以赛亚书40:31。
It's right on the screen, shall we?
但等候耶和华的必重新得力，我们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困难，行走却不疲乏。
Then 2 Corinthians 4:16, please.
哥林多后书。
所
以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心似一天。
Day by day, do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that God is going to renew you every day inside of you?
你相信神让你内心能够一天心思一天吗？
Caleb believe it.
加勒他相信。
That's why God helped him.
这就是神为什么会助他一臂之力。
Oh, look at also other passages, please. Let's see here in Therefore, he conquered the most powerful giants.
所以他能够这个征服这个最大的这个巨人。
Now, if you study these passages in Joshua and Numbers, you'll find the giants that he conquered were the very same giants that the 12 spies saw many years ago, that they were afraid because they are the strongest in that land that time.
那如果您注意读圣经，就发现，当这个加勒他最后打胜的这个巨人，就是当初他们那个探子他们所惧怕的那个同样的巨人。
And you know, Caleb did not ask for the easy one. He said, "Give me that mountain. That's the same mountain that had these great giants." And therefore, Joshua let him have it, but he has to fight for it.
那我们这个加勒他是。一点都不惧怕，他说：“给我那个山上的这些民，也就是当就是这个巨人的这个族。”
They had the greatest war and the strongest ammunition.
是这个兵力最强，这个城墙最厚的。
But Caleb said, "I will chase them out."
然后加勒就说：“我要把他们赶出去。”
So God helped him to conquer the greatest giants.
所以神就帮他征服了这个巨人。
And then also look at, let's see, does it go back? All right, let me see if I can go back. Let me see. Wait a minute. Okay, all right. Now he gained, that's why he gained inheritance.
这是他为什么得到他的产业。
And then also the Bible said he brought peace to all the people in the land.
然后圣经告诉我，他把这个太平带给大家。
Because after he fight this the greatest giant, he conquered them, then nobody dared to fight them anymore. So the whole land was without war.
所以当他把这个最强的这个巨人的这个地方给打胜了以后，就没有人敢再去抵挡他们，所以就带来了太平。
So God is good to those who follow Him wholeheartedly.
所以我们知道神是信实的，是好的，对他专心追随他的人。
See, these tribes are the strongest and the most respected, yet he conquered them.
我们知道他打败的那个族是最厉害的，
Now,
把他们打败了。
How did he do it?
他是怎么样能够完成这事呢
？Remember, he was 85 years old.
大家别忘了，他是85岁。
But God help him. Look at like Psalm 92 tells us.
神帮助他，我们看一下诗篇92。
David's Psalm tells us why those people who follow God can succeed.
这些遵随主的人为什么会成功呢？
Okay, let's read all these verses.
一起念一下好不好？
Shall we?
诗篇92 12 15
Ready? The righteous will flourish like a palm tree.
生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树，他们栽于耶和华的殿中，发芽在我们神的院里。
They will still bear fruit in old age.
要满了枝浆而长发青。
好，
耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
Now notice there is one very important condition. They are planted in the courts of God.
有一个很重要条件，就是你要栽种在神的院子里。
You got to stay with the church.
一定要跟教会在一起。
Don't leave.
不要走，不要离开。
And then you stay with the teaching of God.
然后一直不断的听从神的教诲。
And you will grow like a strong tree and keep on having green and keep on having fruit.
就像一个黎巴嫩的香柏树，会长满了这个结果子，长满了枝浆，而常发青。
Now, the following, I'm going to show you a few pictures.
我要给大家介绍几个照片。
To show you what you have helped me to get done.
因为各位的资助，我能够完成这一件大事。
Now, I'm not asking you to give more money, please. Don't worry about that.
我今天不是来这个请大家捐款的哈。
You know, every time I talk about China, your pastor Zheng wanting some money. Please.
也许有人会认为每次一提到
I turn down money. In fact,
其实我还退了很多钱哈。其实我有人认为我一提中国的，你们就说
you want to support this your business, but I'm not asking for it.
好，如果你们愿意支持，当然很好。但是我这里只是跟大家介绍一下。
Now.You know that after I retire, I look to China to see what I could do.
你们知道我退休以后就想要往再看这个大陆有什么可以做的。
I told you about the church that my grandfather on my mother's side, and that it is ruined and nobody was going to church.
我跟各位提过，就是我外公的那个教会现在已经败落了，已经没有人去做礼拜了。
I went back to visit it.
然后我去看了以后。
And indeed, the church that the descendant built for him in his old house is very small.
Yeah, 当初就是在他这个老家那边给他盖的这个教会，为了纪念而盖的这个教会是非常小的。
And the village people was using that for their village business, you know. And when you go in, you see all kinds of smoke and all dirty. They don't even take care of it.
然后当地的人就用这个地方做公共的场所，所以非常的杂乱，非常的脏。
Outside says a church, you know, beautiful plaques at church.
外面有一个是一个教会的样子，是有个牌子说的是教会。
But nobody go to church.
但是没有人去教会。
Now then, the big building, there are two levels of building and other buildings in remembrance of my grandfather.
然后另外旁边还有一个比较两层楼的房子，就是纪念我外祖父的。
He did a lot of social work for the village.
因为他当初帮助了很多那边村民很多事情，做了很多好事。
But yet this building also too old.
那个两栋楼的那个房子也是很败坏了。
The top floor is leaking water from the roof.
房子那个屋顶都漏得一塌糊涂。
All windows, some of them broken.
窗户也都破了，也碎了。
Full of cobwebs.
然后一大堆蜘蛛网。
And the place looks just very depressed.
一进去就觉得真的很这个很败坏的样子。
Yeah, when you go inside, downstairs, you can still I saw my grandfather's picture still on the wall.
在楼下那个墙上还有挂着我这个祖父的照片。
But I wonder if you look at it, how would they feel now?
那有时看到我祖父照片，想如果他现在还活着的话，他会有什么看法、想法呢
？My heart was how are we going to rebuild this church？
那我的心智就是我要怎么样把这个教会再重建。
Nobody's going there now.
没有人再去了。
This big building they only use a couple times a year for their wedding or there's some big banquet.
然后只有在这个婚宴喜事的时候才会偶尔用那么一下子。
All on the floor downstairs.
然后都是在楼下。
And it's full of chairs and tables and so forth.
很多桌子椅子的。
So when I went back, I didn't know what to do.
然后我去回去看了以后，我就想。
Yes, I told you I was 72 years old.
我当年回去的时候已经是72岁了。
No, that may be 70. 71.
Sorry,
70. And then, what could I do?
Yeah, 我现在是72，当年回去大概70岁左右。
Okay, let's have a meeting. Bring the people here. Oh, all the children come.
然后我就说，我们来一个大会吧，把大家都。
Somebody coming back from USA, so of course, everybody come to find out what's going on.
因为大家看说，哎，有个美国来的，他很好奇，所以大人小孩都来了。
So I asked the pastor of the city church, which is in the big city, not in the village, come and help me.
让我请了一位在这个都市城市里面一个牧师来帮我的忙。
And he agreed to come.
他就答应了。
And then, but before we have that meeting, I talked to him outside.
那在我们在开这个会之前，我先跟他在外面有点交通。
I say now, so many people coming now. Can we have a church here in the future? Can you help?
我就问他说，我们你看有这么多人来，我们以后可不可以把这个教会再重新建立呢？你能帮忙吗？你能来吗
？I can get people from America to come to help.
我跟他讲说，我可以从美国找人来帮忙。
My brother is in Hong Kong. I can get some people from Hong Kong to come.
然后我的弟弟在香港，我也从香港可以搬一些人。
To help.
然后我还可以再回来再帮忙。
You know what he says?
你们知道他跟我怎么讲吗
？No.
他说 No, 不行。
He says you don't understand.
他说你不明白我们这里的情况。
Pastor Chang, we have a different system here.
他说：“我们这里的这个制度不一样。
We don't do what you want to do.
你不是说你想干什么就干什么。
You have to follow us. Tell you what to do.
你要跟随我们这里的规矩。
I was so discouraged.
我就觉得很灰心了。
I almost argued with him.
甚至要跟他开始这个吵起来了。
But what can I do?
但是我能干什么呢
？I can do nothing.
什么也没办法做啊。
How can you start a church?
怎么样能够把这教会再重新建立呢？”
还有这么多小孩子，
就一些小孩老弱妇孺而已。
But we had a meeting.
但是我们有了我们的聚会。
Oh, we praise God.
我们赞美主。
Oh, thank the Lord. Many young people raise their head. We want to believe in Jesus.
然后很多年轻人举手要爵士信主。
And some older people say yes too.
老年的人也是。
So I was very happy.
所以我非常的高兴。
But the pastor say no. I can only maybe send.People there once a month, maybe.
但是那位牧师说：“我大概只能一个月派人来一次哦。”
Here I am coming to the city church, help him to train his people, preach for him, but he could not promise me to build this church.
因为我到他教会也给他们受给他们做了受训的工作，也跟他们讲了道了，但是。他不能够对我有太大的帮助。
I was very discouraged.
所以非常的有点灰心了，
yeah.
不知道要干什么，怎么做。
So, except to pray.
只能够祷告。
Oh, thank God! I share with some of you. You pray with me too.
呀，我各位也有跟我替我祷告过。
I go in the next year again.
然后去再一年我又去了。
This year is even worse. Next year.
呀，然后我这次再去的时候就更糟糕了。
The pastor asked me to go back, but he didn't even invite me to preach in his church anymore.
这位牧师甚至还没有请我到他的教会去讲道。
I was mad.
所以我有点生气。
So I called friends and say, let's 饮茶 ，let's have tea together, and let's have lunch together.
所以我打电话找来说，我们去饮茶吧，饮茶吧，我们去聊聊吧。
My relative from Hong Kong, a rich relative, of course, come in and sit there.
然后我把我香港的这个还蛮有钱的一个亲戚找来。
I asked the pastor, how come you don't even let me preach?
我就问那个牧师说，你为什么不让我在你的教会这个讲道呢
？Oh, he told me his reason, which I apologize.
然后他告诉我他的原因，然后我就跟他道歉。
Of course, I couldn't fight him.
因为我也没办法跟这个制度，我没办法跟这个制度去拼斗。
He says, "This time when you come in." You didn't contact me. to take care of you from the airport. You didn't contact me to give you transportation. So I thought you take care of your own thing. I only take care of those who contact me, he says.
他说因为你这次来的时候你没有通知我，没有叫我去帮你的忙，没有请我到机场去接你，所以因为你是不请自来的，所以
我
就没有必要要帮你的忙。
I apologize, sorry.
那我也就算了，我就跟他道歉。
Well, can I still go in the village and preach?
那我问他说，那我是不是还是可以去讲道呢？
He didn't promise.
他就没有答应。
But praise the Lord, on that Sunday, I went to his church. His wife came to look me up.
好，那一天我就到他教，那个礼拜天我就到他教会了，他的师母就来找我。
He says, let's go into the village now.
师母就跟我讲说，让我们到那个村子里去。
And we have another meeting there. Many people were excited in the village.
然后我们在那个村里又来了一个大会，然后村民都非常的欢迎。
And the pastor's wife said, "Okay, now, I will help you, but one condition."
然后师母就说，我可以帮你的忙，但是有一个条件。
You have to rebuild this big building.
就是你要把这个二层楼的这个建筑物再重建起来。
Repaint it.
Yeah.
Repair it.
全部修好。
We want to.Big church. We don't want a small church.
他说我们要一个大的教会，我们不要一个很小的教会。
So she contacts some of her church people who are very good in building and furniture. Come and look at the building.
然后他就找到他教会里的一些这方面这个盖房子专家来个估计。
And she invited me to go for lunch with the chief of the village.
然后他也把这个村里的这个村长也找来了，我们一起有一个午餐。
Her husband doesn't even know it.
这些都是在她丈夫不知道的情况之下。
But praise God.
感谢神。
Of course, both of them later on agree.
然后他们夫妻俩以后来都同意了。
And they argued. They said, "All right, if you give us money to repaint, rebuild this building, we will start the church."
他们说，如果你有经费，让我们能够把这个教会重建起来的话，我们就来重新开始一个教会。
How much money?
所以要多少钱呢
？10 million renminbi.
10 million renminbi.
And then later on, 12 million more and more.
刚开始是要1000万人民币 ，10 million.
Not 10 million. So, 12万。
120, 12万, yeah,
okay,
12万,
okay, all right.
10 million, wow, what kind of building would that be?
12万, sorry.
刚开始说10万人民币，后来说12万人民币，就是越来越价码越来越高。
Okay, but where I'm going to find the money?
Yeah, 但是我就说，那钱要从哪里来呢？
No way. I was thinking to come home and at that time,2 years ago, I said, for sure this time, I have to ask people to help me to build this church.
So, 我就当时就心下就想，这次一定要找人来
帮忙。I have to ask all the relatives to help.
Yeah, 找所有的亲戚朋友。
But guess what? No relatives is willing to give money.
Yeah. 你猜吧，就是亲戚朋友好像也不太愿意这个掏钱。
Except one organization.
除了一个组织。
Is willing to help me.
愿意帮我的忙。
That's you.
就是我们这个教会。
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gave us 10,000, right?
Yeah, 10,000.
Yeah. U.S. money.
我们就给了$10,000.
That's half of the money.
这是一半的基金哦。
And the relative in Hong Kong, that ladies that I invited to come to talk to pastor, she's willing to help too.
然后我香港那位亲戚，他也捐了$10,000.
So that's how this building is done.
所以这个教堂就是这样盖起来的。
And this picture you see, these are the young people from the village coming to help.
这就是那个从那个大的那个村来帮忙的这些年轻人。
Now here is the meeting where we praise God for the building and thank God for the dedication for this building.
这是我们献堂的那天的这个情况。
The one that's in the front is the pastor from the city church.
坐在这个前面的那位就是这个
Guess what he said that day? He says, I'm so glad this church is here now.
他那天就讲的就是我真高兴这个教会现在已经成立了。
He said, this church is the most beautiful church in all our city.
这是我城里面这个最漂亮的一个教会。
So today, if you want to go for a beautiful church, that's the church to go in.
各位要看一个美丽的教堂的话，就是这个教堂。
More beautiful. And it is you that have it built.
然后也是各位，你们是出了钱，出了力的。
Now, so I know I couldn't do much at all.
我知道凭我自己是做不了什么的。
All I do was fumbling around and argue with the pastor.
我能做就是
I made a lot of mistakes.
就是犯了很多的错误，东磕西碰的，还跟人家牧师大吵一顿的，几乎。
But it is here now.
但是你看，各位看。
Yeah, and you can see this is
well spent, money well spent.
Here is the two persons that's coming to church now, older farmers.
Yeah, 这个老农夫跟他的女是女儿吗 ？Daughter?
No, 不是。
哦、yeah, 老农夫。
The one in the middle is the lady from Hong Kong.
哦，中间的那位就是我所讲的从香港来的那位女士。
My relative,
我的亲戚。
Whose husband is a medical doctor, and they have helped hundreds of churches to be built in China.
他的先生是医生，他们就帮赞助了很多很多的教会在大陆。
I'm so glad I have this relative.
我真高兴我有这么好亲戚啊，这么好亲戚啊。
Yeah, and then notice this older farmer on your left, right? The one with the blue shirt.
是你左边的那位。老农夫
His house is right just next to, across from the church.
他的家就在教会的对面，正对面。
Besides a big field.
有一个很大的田。
Now this is just village, it's all farmland.
这是一个农村。
And this man, I led him to the Lord, last year.
去年我带他信主了。
Now I wasn't allowed to preach in the church, you remember.
你们记不记得去年我没有被批准在教会里面讲道。
Went in and witnessed to this man, and he accepted Christ.
但是我给这位农夫做见证，他就接受了主。
Now the first Sunday after accept Christ, I was waiting for him to come to church.
然后信主以后第一个礼拜天，我在等他来教会啊。
He didn't show up.
他没来。
But his two daughter-in-law came.
但他两位媳妇儿倒是来了。
I said, "Where is he?"
如果说你呀，你爸爸呢
？We don't know. Maybe he'll show up later.
他们说我们也不清楚啊，也许在待会儿会来。
So I thought this farmer is cheating me. I mean, he just tried to please me. That's all.
我就想这位农夫大概就是应付我而已。
But he show up later.
哎，待会儿他就来了。
And ever since then, he never stopped.Coming to church.
然后从那天开始，就是从来不间断的都来教会。
And today he's the custodian for the church. He helped the church clean up. He watched the church because his house is right across. He take care of the church.
然后今天他是我们教会的这个物业管理，他是清维护啊、清理啊都做。
You see how God prepares things.
那你们知道神是如何的准备一切的事情。
Now let's go back to Caleb.
然后我们再回到加勒。
Now he served the Lord wholeheartedly.
因为他专一的跟随主。
As a result, he has successful descendants.
然后因此他的后裔都非常的成功。
He went up there to fight, and when he fight, he not only fight himself. His daughter was with him. His son-in-law, his future son-in-law was with him.
当他上去征战的时候，不只是他而已，他的家人、他的女儿，还有他未来的女婿。
His son-in-law is called Othniel, O-T-H-N-I-E-L, was a great man.
他的俄托涅，他的女婿名叫俄托涅。
对 ，Yeah, and then
后来的事实
，Caleb was very generous too.
然后这个加勒对他的女婿非常的大方。
He wasn't impartial, to his daughter.
因为他不会重男轻女。
He gave his daughter not only the land but also the springs up and down.
然后他不但给他的女儿这个田，而且还这个权上权下权都赐给了他。
So you see, Caleb was such a great man, a flexible man, a soldier, tough guy.But he's nice to his family.
呀，他不但是一个很这个很强壮、很伟大的战士，对他的家人也非常的好。
He trained his daughter good. He trained his son-in-law good.
呀，然后他这个把他的儿女都养育的非常的好，他的女儿、他的
女婿。You notice right here that let me go back here that his son-in-law.Later on, not only get the land, his son-in-law later was able to conquer the other land and became a judge for all the people in the country.
Yeah, 我们知道他的女婿后来呢，也做了他们的世事，然后国中太平四十年之久。
Yeah, so it was even his son-in-law was good.
Yeah, 所以他的女婿也很成功。
He was the first judge of the Israel.
他是以色列人的第一个士师。
So you see, when you follow the Lord, your descendants would be successful also.
所以你们看到，当你专一跟随主的时候，你的后代也会很非常成功。
Now let's apply for this message.
我们看我们怎么样能够应用呢？
We can see that we can be a lifelong Christian soldiers who witness for Jesus successfully.
好，我们也能够得胜属灵的征战，一生成功的为主
做见证。 Now, why do I say that? Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 give us the idea how to witness for the Lord.
所以我们看这个哥林多后书就告诉我们怎么样去为主做见证。
Now, would you help me in reading these five verses, please? Shall we? Let's go. For though we live in the world,We do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight are no weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought.And make it obedient to Christ. Let's read in Chinese, shall we?
我们先以中文来念，大声一点，好不好？
请啊，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋。各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督
Why are we Christian soldiers?
为什么是主耶稣的精兵呢
Because we can win others to Christ
因为我们可以把别人引他们到神那边
It's not easy
不容易的
yes, yes.Of course, we have to overcome our laziness first.
第一个，我们要克服我们自己的这个懒惰。
We have to overcome our fears.
我们的惧怕心。
But we have powerful weapons.
但是我们一个很大有能力的武器。
Our war weapons is the gospel.
我们的兵器就利器就是神的福音。
When you use the gospel of the New Testament, you can win the war.
当你用新约的福音的话，你就可以战胜。
Not only to overcome your problem，
不但是你克服自己的问题
，but you can witness for the Lord。
你可以为神做见证。
You see, the gospel can destroy the arguments of the world。
然后我们知道福音是可以去攻破世上的一些言论的。
And the gospel can expose the emptiness。Of the argument or the non-believers' argument,
我们可以来这个攻破这些不信者的他们一些的理论。
The gospel is the power to break the chains of sin.
也可以把这个罪的这个捆绑
bring down stronghold.
可以攻破坚强的城垒。
No matter how strong you think or this person have in his argument or his rebellion.
不管这个人的这个争论或者他的心有多刚硬
When you share the gospel can penetrate and they would be convinced and they would change their mind.
所以当你跟人家分享这个福音的时候就能够刺透穿透他的心能够改变他的人生
You have probably read those of you in Chinese magazine about a gambler, a Chinese gambler in America who lost all his money.
你们也许在报章杂志看过一个、听过一个中国的这个赌徒，他把所有的钱财都赌输了。
Oh, he keep on trying to repent, and then he keep on losing his money.
然后他会懊悔一阵子，但是又回去赌，然后又输得更多。
So after many years, wife divorced, wants to divorce him.
然后过了很久，几年后，他的太太就要跟他离婚了。
He cried, but what can he do? He said, "Okay, let's divorce, so I won't bother you anymore."
然后他也痛哭流涕，但是他就是没有办法自己控制自己。
But praise God, he was willing to follow his wife to go to church one time.
但感谢主，他有一次就愿意跟他太太到教会。
And he listened.
然后他就听到。
Oh, at first he said, "Oh yeah, I accept Christ."
刚开始他说 ，Okay, 我也可以接受主啊。
But after he became Christian, he go back to gambling again.
然后当他成为基督徒以后，他又回去赌了。
Oh, the church prayed for him.
然后整个教会就为他祷告。
They give him the gospel.
给他这个神的福音。
Wife love him.
然后神爱他。
So he come back to church again.
然后再回到教会。
Go to a fellowship.
然后跟大家有团契。
And everybody pray for him, share with him the New Testament.
呀，大家跟他分享这个福音，是福音。
His life began to change.
啊，他的生命就开始真的开改变。
And finally, he cut all his gambling habits.
他终于就戒赌了。
And now he and his wife had an organization, even in U.S., to help the Chinese gambler to stop gambling.
啊，他跟他太太还成立一个组织，就是帮助这个中国的赌徒戒赌的一个机关。
Have you heard of this thing can happen?
你有想到这种事情会发生吗
？I never heard of.
哎，从来没听过。
I know once a guy get into gambling, will never change. He will always gamble.
我这当一个人赌的话，他永远戒不了的。
But this man changed.
这个人居然是戒了，而且大大的改变。
God help him to change.
是神的大能改变。
Not only change, he help other people to change.
他不但自己改，还要帮助别人去改。
Why?
为什么
？Because of the gospel.
因为就是福音。
Brothers and sisters, be bold to witness for the Lord.
各位不要不要怕去为主传福音。
And let's read Acts 1:8.
我们看一起看一下使徒行传。
Shall we all read together, please?
我们一起念好不好
？But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you.And you'll be witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. 请念中文啊！
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Brothers and sisters, you can witness for the Lord because you have the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，因为有福音，你们就可以。
Gospel is a strong weapon to penetrate people's heart.
神的福音就是能够渗透人心、穿透人心的力量。
And then at the end, God will give you the reward.
然后呢，神就会报答你这个忠心良善的仆人。
Look at Paul, what Paul says.
我们看一下保罗说的是什么。
He says, "I have fought a good fight."
他说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I finished the race.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
There's a crown of righteousness, the Lord will reward to me.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Notice he said not for me only.
你注意他不说只是为我存留而已哦。
He says to all who have longed for his appearing.
而是给所有的凡爱慕他显现的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
are you willing to witness for Jesus?
你们愿意给替耶稣基督做见证吗
？Would you be willing to be like Caleb?
你们想象做一个现代的迦勒呢
？Don't look down upon yourselves.
不要光看自己。
Don't fear others and the giants in life.
也不要怕那些所谓的巨人。
But never give up in following Jesus.
永远不要放弃跟随主。
Like Winston Churchill.
就像丘吉尔一样。
During the Second World War,
在二次大战的时候
，He told the British people,
他告诉英国人说
，On the radio,
在这个
收
音机里
，Never, never, never give up the fight.
他说我们永远不放弃，永远永远永远不放弃。
Don't give up so easy, being Christian.
不要那么轻易的就放弃。
weakness for the Lord.
要去给神做见证。
Don't just little here, little there, and depend on others, depend on the pastor and the world, other people to do things.
不要老是想让别人去做，不要老是说靠这个、靠那个、靠牧师、靠。
You can do it.
你可以去做。
But you say I'm retired now.
但你说我现在已经退休了。
Look at me, I'm retired too.
看看我，我也退休了。
God use me.
God, 神还在用我。
Why can't God use you?
神同样可以用你。
Retire, you know what it means?
你知道退休是什么意思吗？
Just mean put on new tire, that's all.
就是把新的轮子再放一顿新的轮子而已。Retire.
Now you put on God's tire to serve Him.
就是把神的轮子再装上，同样的可以再走啊。
And you will always want to be faithful to Him.
然后你要永远的忠心顺服。
But remember, God's reward may take a little time.
要记得神的报酬奖赏也许会有一段时间。
Like for Caleb, look at him.
我们看 Caleb, 45
years.
他的奖赏产业是这45年以后才来的。
85.
当他85岁的时候才有。
Then he got his inheritance.
才达到他的产业。
Brothers and sisters, don't give up.
各位弟兄姐妹不要放弃。
Hudson Taylor.
You
know the great missionary?
伟大的这个传。
When he's 69 years old, London tell him come home, retire now.
当他69岁的时候，他的伦敦的总部就告诉他说：“你可以退休了，赶快回来吧。”
He said, "No, I still have work to do. I go to Indonesia. I'm trying to start a church there."
他说：“哦，不，我还不能退休，还很多事要做。”他最后到了印尼去成立教会。
God's promise has no relationship with age.
神的应许跟你的年龄一点关系都没有。
God can help you.
神能够帮你。
To win the battles in life.
可以战胜你人生的一切战。
Moses was 80 years old when God called him. 80.
摩西当神呼召的时候，他几岁？80岁。
Now, of course, Socrates was not a Christian, but at least you can see he was one of the wisest philosophers. When he was 70 years old, he was successful.
我们说苏格拉底虽然不是基督徒，但是他是一个很有智慧的人。他是在70，他在七岁时候才达到这登峰造极。
Plato did his best after he reached 60 years old.
那我们说柏拉图也是让他60岁以后才能达到他事业的巅峰。
Michelangelo, you know the one that Danny's back painted. The Sixteen Chapel, I went to see it too, by the way, last year with my wife. Beautiful, wow. Do you know when did he paint it? 89 years old.
米开朗基罗在这个大教堂那个画的那个屋顶那个图，他是在89岁啊， 89?
Yes.
89, 89岁时候才完成的。
Haydn wrote his great oracle, the creation,When he was 67 years old.
海顿在67岁的时候写完成他的巨作。
The famous painter painted his Last Supper when he was 80 years old.
那这个最后的晚餐他画的时候是83岁了。
Benjamin Franklin went to France to serve this country when he was 78 years old.
法兰克林他在法国当这个大使的时候他也是70多岁。
Webster, who wrote the famous dictionary, finished at 70 years old.
韦伯大词典这个人，他是在70岁时候完成他这个词典的大功。
John Wesley, when he was 83 years old, he complained. He said, "I cannot preach two sermons on Sunday anymore."
我们知道卫斯理，当他80岁、33岁的时候，他曾经抱怨说：“我不能一天再讲两条道了。”
So don't blame age.
所以不要说因为年龄的缘故。
Young people, you do it.
不要说我们现在老了，这是年轻人做的。
But young people, don't be fearful.
年轻人，你们也不要怕。
Follow the Lord.
跟随主。
Wholeheartedly.
完全的忠心的完全的
Let us pray.
我们祷告
Our Father, we thank you.
亲爱的父神
For giving us strength.
感谢你给我们这个力量
To serve you.
能够来侍奉你
To be successful in all our lives.
让我们在一生能够过一个以成功的人生
Pray that you will help us to be a lifelong successful Christian soldier.
让我们能够做一个一生都是有成功的基督徒，做你的精兵。
Never give up.
永远不言放弃。
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. 以基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Thank you for.